In our words and in our silence, in our pride and in our shame, to the genius and the scholar, to the foolish and insane, to the ones who care to seek you and to the ones who never will, you are the only answer even still. Those are words from a song by the Christian musician Michael Card. And isn't that what draws us here? That Jesus is the answer. And if we believe that, then there are implications. And there's a response that perhaps we're not as comfortable with as asserting that Jesus is the only answer. In our first reading today, Paul and Barnabas were two that realized that Jesus was the only answer. And the apostles and elders describe them as those who have committed their lives to the name of Jesus. Yes, Jesus is the only answer. And if he's really the only answer, then the only response that makes any sense for any of us is complete, radical, unequivocal commitment of our lives to him. But we're reluctant to do so because we sense the cost. We worry about doing so because sin has led us to believe that there is someone or something or things other than Christ that will make us permanently and ultimately happy. But what could be worth more than what the risen Christ has to give us? And the gift that the risen Christ gives us, as we just heard him say, is peace. Now, our Holy Father of venerable memory, Pope Pius XII, wrote 9 encyclicals on peace. And among the things that he said was that the false ascendancy of materialism has caused a lack of peace. Now, he was speaking in global and political terms, but isn't that true for our hearts? We are restless, searching for that someone or something that will make us happy. And we worry about keeping it once we have it. And we get angry if our control over it is threatened. And we get upset if we lose it. That is probably why that one of the 4 great doctors of the Western Church, St. Augustine, wrote, "Lord, our hearts are restless until they rest in you." Now, our Holy Father of happy memory, Pope John the 23rd, said that there will be no peace among men and women unless there is peace in each one of them, which happens when God's order reigns in hearts. So, what is God's order? You know, order brings peace. Disorder brings chaos. And Pope John said, God's order must reign in our hearts if we are to have peace. So what is God's order? Well, Jesus tells us when a scribe asked him what the greatest commandment is. He said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength, and your neighbor as yourself." That is God's order. God's order means that I am third. God is first, others are second, and I am third. That's God's order. That's the order that brings peace. And Jesus today gives us the best news of all. That is, if we keep his command, and if we allow God to establish order in our hearts, then we share in the divine nature. Then the fullness of love dwells in our hearts. Really, what could be better than that? And so that brings us back to square one. In our words and in our silence, in our pride and in our shame, to the genius and the scholar, to the foolish and insane, to the ones who care to seek you, to the ones who never will, you are the only answer even still. Yes, Jesus is the only answer that means anything, whether we like it or not. So let us now come to his table to be fed and refreshed by him, and once again commit our lives to him. Amen.